man. What a delightful cast.
It is. I posted that sick picture of you blazing Kron online. Sick. Dan Soder liked it.
Whoo, baby.
I instantly texted Dan Soder.
Hell yeah. What'd you tell that boy?
Yo, I see you playa.
Hell yeah.
He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, nothing, man. Just hanging out. What's up?
Oh, that's so fucking
no,
funny.
No. I told him he was fucking gay.
Hell yeah.
I said, yo, you're the man, but you're kind of fucking gay.
What'd he say about that?
Nothing. Then I said, while you sleep, dude, I'm working on my fucking ground game in UFC. I'm going to fuck his shit up. Yeah, I know. This guy's like, who the fuck is this guy?
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah. Well.
That's such a funny fucking text to send someone.
While you're sleeping, I'm working on my ground game.
This guy's probably legitimately trying to catch some Z's, and he's like, what the fuck?
He's like, I talked to some fucking retard in Philly. And now he just texts me.
He texts you about the UFC video game.
I text Rich Voss.
Dude, that's so fucking funny.
I'll text Rich Voss and be like, what's up, dude? He'll just be like, please stop texting.
Please leave me alone, Shane. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I didn't expect to run into these guys ever again.
Here you are.
You start running into them again, and it's oh, shit. Remember when I emailed you, like, hey, could you?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I didn't. I didn't with them. I did hard with Bert Kreischer.
Whatever.
That'll be embarrassing.
Well, they fucking promise you shit. They're like,
hit me up, I'll take you on the road. And then it's like I emailed him like 5 times to no avail.
That's a fucking dick tease, dude.
You doing a live podcast?
Yeah, I'm just
live?
Doing stand-up.
Nice.
I'm going to let them all know they're gay for celebrating diversity.
That's what's up.
Be like, yo, Puerto Ricans stink. He's going to be like, I'm from the Dominican Republic. Be like, whatever, dude. Baseball's gay. But, sick. Yeah. So, yeah, those are the shows.
Hell yeah. There you have it, dude.
Go to them.
Go.
Expect greatness. But if you go to Stitches Comedy Club this weekend, get ready to see the old master.
Heckle the headliner, dude. Student versus the master, dude. That's fucking exciting. I can't wait. I can't wait.
I'm going to try so hard, dude. Try so hard.
Dude.
Not so far.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, the last time he saw me do stand-up was just me bombing.
Yeah, you were hammered.
Horribly. In a suit I bought from fucking Salvation Army next to the hotel. And me and my boys
Didn't you come from a wedding or something?
Yeah, we thought we could crash weddings. So we bought Salvation Army suits before the show.
You guys just watched The Hangover, dude?
We played drinking games with a case of Four Locos all day.
Holy shit.
Four Locos.
Dude.
This is when Four Locos like just came out. We bought a fucking case. There was 4 of us. I must have had 4 Locos at least before this show.
Shit,
and I got on stage,
dude.
And they were like, yeah, there's no features, just you and the headliner. How much time can you do? I was like, I can do, they're like, can you open with solid 20, 25?
Like, no doubt. I mean, you got the Four Locos in you, dude.
For 3 months.
Yeah, you got the Four Locos in you. That's just a solid capital.
Also, I remember
this.
There was 20 people there. 16 of them there were with me. Because a bunch of my friends went to Duquesne.
Yeah.
And my sister lived in Pittsburgh. Like, I literally brought the entire crowd.
What were they saying? How they weren't feeling you?
They were. I was doing okay, but I mean, it was.
Yeah, they were just your friends having a good time.
It was terrible. Even then, I recognized it was
terrible. Friends being like, holy fuck, Shane's on stage.
Yeah, I was on stage just.
And then this guy came out and was like, hey, what's up there? Hey, what's up, Chad? How you doing, buddy?
Yep.
The comeback.
Heard through the grapevine. He's not a big fan.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll see. I was surprised when they asked me to do this. He must not know.
He doesn't know. He's forgotten you, dude. He's going to see you and be like, oh, you've grown. Oh, you've grown stronger.
You're very strong now. A 69-year dad, a very good joke.
No, I closed with it last night, the shitty open mic, and it didn't work. When that joke doesn't work, it's uncomfortable.
Like, all right, thank you, man. That's
a tough walk-off after you're like, and then you come in your dad's mouth. that's my time. Thank you. It sucks. Friday, I crushed it. And then Saturday, I held off all day to eat.
Damn.
Around 5 p.m.
Just piled it in.
Made my way down to the Timbers buffet on the casino floor. Me and every fucking old, fucking limbless, wheelchair-bound fucking idiot.
It's like pirates.
It's crazy. Yeah, it was. It was a Civil War hospital. Everybody in there was missing limbs.
Really? Just buzzing around?
Yeah, everybody had carts flying around, dude.
Jesus, man.
I get bummed out when I see people sitting there like with basically like their life savings at a job they hate it, and then just instantly pump it back to some rich guy before they die.
Some fucking like, Native American. Some Poconos, Jim
some
Thorpe.
Some motherfucker. Yeah, that's, that always depresses me when I see like an old person, their kids don't talk to them anymore, and they're like, well, I'll just give my money to a billionaire now and slowly die.
It's before I got on stage Saturday night, I was sitting in the back with the other comics, and this fat lady walked in. She was a dickhead. She walked in and she was like, I'm sitting up front. Make fun of me, you turds, and walked away. I was just like, oh, no. So, yeah, I was on stage.
A wild Nidoran appeared.
Yeah, dude. She fucking... And also, I was sitting there just... Because from where I was sitting before I went on stage, I could see her in the front row. And I was just going through my head, just, what should I say to her? Like,
yeah,
you were great in the Mucinex commercials. Like, fucking... She had blue hair, so I was like, you look like the clown from Spawn. All this shit. Like, in my head, I was just fucking destroying this lady. And I was like, I can't say any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's I can't go out there and be like, you look like a pile of shit.
Yeah. That's a tough thing about... I got into it one time. I had a middle-aged lady who was heckling me, and I made fun of her clothes being from, like, Kohl's or some shit. And I was like, yeah, you know, I just made fun of her clothes being from, like, Marshall's. That bad. Dude, her... The whole group she was with, her husband, they all looked at me like, what the fuck, man? And I was just like, I'll never say anything about a girl's clothes ever again while I do stand up.
Yeah.
Unless it's like totally outlandish.
So I went out there and like within the first 3 minutes, she didn't say anything. I just assaulted her.
Nice.
Just 3 minutes in, I was like, look at you.
Oh, so you gave it to her.
Yeah, but I didn't for no reason. So no one in the audience knew how much I hated her for no reason.
So like, she just incepted
you. She walked up. While I'm sitting there before a show, and was like, I'm in the front, make fun of me, you turd, and walked away. And I was like, I hate you.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you here?
Yeah.
You're going to ruin my night.
Yeah.
You fucking bowl of mashed potatoes.
It sucks.
You fucking idiot. Oh, and then I kept making fun of everyone in the casino for driving carts.
Little mobility chairs?
Yeah, there was like five in the audience.
God
damn.
Like
at the end of the show, I was standing out in the lobby and like three just zoomed past me. I was like, oh.
It was like you were in the future. They're like,
yeah, dude, it was crazy. They were all healthy. There was one that was just a girl, just a normal girl, just carted right past me. I was like, what the fuck?
She went to the lady. She's like, my legs are tired. No, yeah. Here's a fucking mobility scooter.
Yeah, dude.
I'm drunk. We got to get them.
Mobility scooters?
That'd be tight, yeah. If we started buzzing around our neighborhood in mobility scooters, dude, we get so much cred.
Yeah, there's a kid. Never mind. There's a kid on the corner that's in a wheelchair.
Is he really?
Yeah, during the school year, it's a real motherfucker trying to get out. If you get stuck behind that bus when they're letting him out.
Oh, yeah. It gets tough.
I've been stuck behind that bus when they're...
They're dropping the fucking...
Dropping his fucking Mario Kart.
Dropping him down on the stage. Like,
yeah. Little reverse Kev. Oh, speaking of borderline serial killers, I watched, there's a documentary on Amazon or Netflix. I think it's on Netflix. It's Jerry Seinfeld. It's called The Comedian.
I've seen that before. He's a fucking borderline serial killer.
Orny Adams.
I know you're talking. Yeah, I saw
Orny Adams. If you watch that, it's called The Comedian.
Oh, I thought
Jerry
about,
Seinfeld and Orny. Jerry Seinfeld's a complete fucking.
I thought you were saying he's a serial killer. I was like, he definitely is.
Yeah, he does. Come on. The way he talks about stand up, fuck that.
Yeah.
Apparently he's top 10 dead or alive.
Yeah, but I didn't like his interview at all.
He comes off like a huge smug douche.
Yeah.
Oh, not that one. Not the one.
Not the comedian.
Not the one with Louis.
No, I know you're talking about with him and the other guy, and they contrast their lives.
And the other guy is called Orny Adams.
Yep.
And there is not a bigger douche on Earth than Orny Adams in that documentary.
See, the only thing I remember about that is they played that one song with the harmonicas in it. John Mayall, Room to Move. It's like, bum, 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 bum.
There's a part. So Orny Adams, he gets Just for Laughs, Montreal. He gets represented by Jerry Seinfeld's agent. So that's why he's blown up. He gets all this shit. He gets like a Letterman spot. He gets Just for Laughs.
Do you think they did it just for this documentary?
I don't know. Because
he was pretty bad, I remember.
He's going to be at Helium in like 2 weeks.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's still going.
Oh,
Orny
fuck.
Adams. And I think he's toned it down. But at the time, he's 29 in the documentary, too. I remember that.
Wow. What was Mercury doing at the time?
Mercury was definitely in retrograde.
I don't even know what that means.
What's it mean?
I think it's behind like Jupiter or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny, too, because I always thought of Mercury as literally the substance, the element.
Being in retrograde?
Some sort of thermometer, and it's moving up and down. I don't know what retrograde means. I think it's fucking fucked up, but no. Orny Adams, like, the camera comes up to him, and he's like, oh, it's before one show, he's like looking at the camera, he's like, the stage is just like a woman. Like, I just want to mount her and destroy it. Yeah. Like, he is fucking, at one point he's sitting at the bar after a set, and he's not one other comic just even looks at him. And he's sitting there by himself, and he like looks at the camera, and he's like, you tell those industry people to start stretching now. Because I don't want them pulling anything when they're chasing after me after this. Ugh. I've never seen a bigger douche in my life.
That sucks, yeah.
Nothing, not even fucking Bobby Kelly and Dane Cook on Tourgasm. And you can
catch him at Helium.
I think he's turned it around.
Has he?
From accounts, from guys like Ben. Ben told me about him. Because I was talking to Ben about it.
He said he loves Orny Adams?
No, he said apparently he's not as big a douche.
Okay.
But I was talking to Ben about... That's the most insane shit I've ever seen.
That was crazy.
I watched the last two weeks. I watched Tourgasm with Dane Cook on HBO.
That was sick. I watched that. That was hilarious.
How long ago did you see that? Like when it came out? Like 2005?
No, you showed it to me. It was hilarious.
That's
him.
The most frustrating shit on
That's when I stopped liking Bobby Kelly. I watched him on that. I'm like, what a fucking loser.
Bobby Kelly sucks ass.
I thought Dane Cook just looked like a pretty normal dude on that.
No, he didn't. Really? You gotta rewatch it. He's a complete fucking loser.
I don't remember. I only saw literally 10 minutes of it.
Both of them.
Bobby Kelly knocked, stunned me. Bobby Kelly was brutal. And then there was the new kid. Oh, yeah.
They all sucked.
I remember them being like, even Gary Goldman sucked. Just go out there and try it out.
Oh, they all sucked.
Yeah, but they're all, when was that filmed?
Like 05, 06.
Yeah, I mean, they're a decade.
10 years ago?
They're a decade behind.
I know, but.
It's funny how much stuff, like when that happened, that was awesome. And now we look back on that and we're like, that was kind of 10 years old and people don't act like that anymore and that's weird.
Yeah, but douches to act. Like, I mean, Patrice and Bill Burr and all them were still there.
Yeah,
and Louis.
Yeah, well, he was there.
Like, Louis was cranking. He was in the back of the bus.
Dude. He's he who shall not be named now, dude.
True. No, Louis is still king, dude. Fuck that.
He's so good. He's coming back. His comeback is going to be so funny.
It's going to be hilarious. He's going to be so funny about it.
I mean, fuck, dude, what can you do? And yeah, the thing is, like, he produces all of his stuff, so he could still release a special through his website. No problem.
I know, but I don't think he would right now.
He's going to chill. He's not going to just come out with that blazing hour about jerking off.
It'd be the best thing in the world.
And the thing is, everyone would watch it. If he did it, everyone would download it and watch it.
True. Do it, Louis. Please. Please do it. I still love you, dude. I don't care about what you did, dude.
I thought about all the fan mail he must have got.
I don't give a fuck.
I was like fantasizing about like a letter, him getting my letter and being like, Louis, I'm so sorry, dude. You'll be okay. Yeah. Have you heard about NoFap? He's true. A porn addict. That's what happens
he
when you're
needs
porn
a
addict.
NoFap.
Oh my god, I
forgot
you've
upped
about
the value of it.
I got a phone call today. It was just like possibly the saddest phone call I got in a while. So like this dude calls. I know this dude, he's like probably like 60, 62. I used to work with him.
Prime sad age.
Yeah, man. And you know, he's been a party boy his whole life. Nice dude. But
if you're a party boy and you're 60,
that's what I'm saying, dude. Like,
and you're not a Rolling Stone, that's a sad age.
Utter party boy. He calls me up today and he was like, hey man, how do you get on at Helium? And I was like, what? And he was like, how do you do, like, you know, I was thinking about doing like stand up and I was like, you go to the open mic. God, I'm hitting him with all the stuff for the open mic. And then he goes, how much do they pay? I was like, I'm like, nothing, bro. He's like, well, they don't give you any money. I'm like, well, if you start working there, I'm like, I broke down, like, if you start hosting, you'll get like $200 a weekend, maybe.
Yeah.
And that takes about a couple years to do. And, you know, and then that's $200 once every, like, maybe 4 months. And I'm explaining.
4 months is quick, too.
Exactly. And I'm like, or you can, if you know, if you really get good where you're featuring, that's, you know, I'm like, which will take forever. And I was like, you know, then he got, and he was just like, oh, man, I was sitting here thinking maybe he's like, I'm at the end of my rope, man. You know, I don't, and I'm like, dude, you can try it if you want, bro. But I'm like, if you're thinking like you're about to cash in on some stand up, dude, it's like, fucking think again.
Especially if he's just an old party boy, he's like, I got some hilarious stories. It's like, yeah they don't really translate to stand up.
Exactly. And that was like, that's kind of that. Yeah, exactly.
And that sucks that stand up's so fucking oversaturated right now that everyone's just like, yeah, I could do stand up.
I know, but it was just funny.
Stand up's horrible.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I was just, dude, I've been.
You got to take it back to like street jokes, dude. You should go up there and be like, hey.
So a fucking Jew and a Muslim walk into a bar.
Just never address it.
So
today I woke up.
I went and saw some pretty prominent comedians in New York this past week, and it was terrible comedy.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was very bad.
Was it like
an
open mic, or was this like a show?
No, this is a showcase with like pretty famous comics.
And it was sucking?
And it was still like...
Yeah, you get any mic time up there yet?
No.
You're still fucking chilling.
No, I was just chilling.
Oh, you're booked. You're a weekend warrior.
I'm just chilling in the cut, dude.
That's what's
up,
man.
I'm not doing mics up there.
That's good.
I mean, I will maybe sometimes. There's a mic near my house I'll probably go do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was only up there. I've only been up there for like 9 days this month.
That's true.
So.
Yeah, the open mics there fucking suck too.
I'm not doing that. It's like you wait there for 3 hours to do 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. And then also, it's like, what do I have to tell people who I am if that's the case?
Yeah, that's tough.
Which that's like, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm actually pretty good. So can I go up earlier?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, we have no idea who you are, but whatever. That show coming out on Compound Media, that'll help.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then Soder the God keeps blessing me.
Well,
so that helps.
You're about to fucking burn that bridge, dude.
Just had a rough,
little
rough evening because I came over there and fucked his ass in Madden. But no, we went to one of his shows earlier last night. It was a good show. There's a guy named Chris DiStefano.
Mm-hmm.
He was really funny and it was nice. Got to meet some people.
Nice.
But it does suck starting over like
yeah.
that. Like even like Soder's like come back to the green room and I'm just in a room with
five comics that have no idea
who I am.
When I'm in a situation like that, my head is just like a scrolling marquee of like, you don't belong here.
No, me too.
Get
me
out.
Too. Me too. I was
you
like,
fucking
this,
loser.
This sucks. And as soon as we got out, I was like, I was walking with Soder and I was like, dude, I fucking hate that. And he was like, Yeah, that's true. No one likes that really. If you're a reasonable person, nobody
if
likes.
If you're retarded, you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah. If you're retarded, you're like, I'm just a comic chilling. But if you're a normal person, you're like, man, these guys have no idea who I am. I'm just a big fucking oaf standing in the green room.
I always hated watching other people do stand-up when I couldn't do it.
That
and
also.
You just stand there and you're like, man, this fucking sucks. And you see a crowd there and you're like,
it just sucks. Yeah. For sure. But that's
what you got
to
do.
Yeah, it's not. And I'm lucky enough to be friends with a lot of good comics where it's just
you
like.
You get business cards?
I got tons of business
cards.
Yeah, you
comedy business cards.
No.
I used to love when I noticed the contest and be like, here's my card. And I'm like, dude, fucking hold that over a flame, please. I don't need your fucking business card.
Yeah, if you're a comedian, don't have business cards.
No.
Please don't.
I love when people make comedy business cards. Like, here's my card if you ever need me. I'm like, dude.
Well, there's the internet now, so you don't need that.
Yeah.
I got Facebook.
Yeah, you really don't need that, man. That's the best.
But yeah, that was...
Yeah, anxiety. I mean, I have no plan of attack. I'm just...
You just clutch on the blankets.
I'm just fucking riding the wave.
Well, do you get like hard? I would get like hard out of the blue life anxiety out of nowhere. Do you think you're just getting
yeah? I get
hangover?
That. I get that real bad.
Just a look down the well where you're just like,
yeah.
What
I
does
get
it
that.
Feel like? What do you?
It just feels like if I have it's all about stand up.
Okay.
That's all it is. Like but if I don't have shows or if I don't have anything good for a while, I'm all fucking
yeah.
I'm like my life is a fucking failure.
Yeah, that, which is a frustrating point to be in because it is something you would need to worry about.
Yeah, but then it's almost bipolar because then I'll do something like I did last week and I'm like, holy shit, dude, everything's going well.
Oh,
this is unbelievable.
Yeah, you did the bonfire.
Yeah, and then you know a week of not really doing anything. Like last night, I was doing Philly's Funniest competition. Yep. I'm just in the green room talking to fucking weirdo after weirdo. Like, oh my god, like I was tired during stand up. And that's a weird thing.
Well,
normally I'm excited and happy to be there. Like
I think it's a good gauge, though, of your, I would say, uptick, since now you're in Helium and you're like, Jesus Christ, get me the fuck out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
almost
this
is fucking boring.
But it's
almost
also...
Where, like, remember how stoked that you were like a year before being like, oh, most of the funniest, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now you're like, Jesus Christ, this fucking thing. So that's a good sign almost.
Yeah, and it's exhausting to have conversations with people that you're not interested in talking
to.
Oh,
you
my
host
God.
Both. That was the only time I used to always give people shit when they would be like, doing stand-up and like I'm just working like talking about stand-up and I'm like, dude, shut up. I remember someone did that one time. I think it was Truso. He was like, he hosted all night and then they were like, you want to host the Dirty Dozen? He was like, I'm too tired. I remember just being like, what the fuck do you mean you're too tired? But then when you host Philly's Funniest back to back, you bring all those people up, do 20 to 30 minutes, bring all those people up, another 30 minutes. By the end of that night, I was like fucking
drained. Yeah, last night I was fucking beat.
Yeah, that's when I was like, oh, I guess I could see how
you're tired. And I was drinking too, which that normally helps. That normally helps me like having fun.
Yeah.
But I was just tired. I was sitting there just like, holy shit. Dude. And because for those of you who don't know, Philly's Funniest Competition, the first round, anybody can sign up. Yeah. Literally anybody. Yeah. So there's people that are doing stand-up for like the first time or have done it for the first time in like the last 3 months. So you're sitting back there with people that are like asking you the dumbest fucking questions, talking to you, saying shit that like, I don't know, it's tough to explain.
You're also encountering like extremely self-deluded people.
Yeah, and
someone who does like their first stand-up show, their whole family's there, everyone laughs. In their head, they're like, it's like talking to like Justin Timberlake. They're back there in their heads being like, I'm totally going to be famous. You just watch it. Like, no, you're not.
And it's and a lot of it's like, I've had these thoughts that you're telling me right now. I had the same feeling 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So like everything you're telling me, I've already hated that about myself. That I ever thought that what you're saying to me.
Now you're watching that.
Now I'm watching someone be like, so how do you come up with stuff like on the fly like that when you're up there? Like, what do you do to write?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there just like, shut the fuck up, dude. Shut the fuck up. What's your name?
How do I say your weird last name?
How do I say your last name?
God, that's so fucking funny.
You're going to bomb. And there's people that I'll know are going to bomb so bad that like I'll like introduce them and then just walk right out of the green room so I can watch them bomb.
When I hosted the Philly's Funniest, anyone who was staring in a mirror and reciting their set to themselves always bombed.
Guaranteed.
That was my rule. That's my as strong as my taking a shit in a Home Depot bathroom. Every time you're in a Home Depot bathroom, someone's taking a shit.
Yeah.
Every time I'm like 100 for 100 on that one. I'm like 6 for 6. I'm like any guy who'd be like in the mirror like practicing. I'd be like, oh dude, you're about to go out there and fucking eat it.
Yeah, it's a guarantee. Anytime you're taking stand-up that seriously and reciting it, it's like it's going to suck.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty bad.
Because what happens is when they recite it verbatim like that, you include when you write it like talking as if you're not reciting something.
Yeah.
So there's words in there that are like, so anyway... Like, I was at the grocery store. What's with the grocery store?
Yeah.
And it doesn't come out natural at all. So no, it's everybody sucks. In the room's like, this is weird. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's a mom spaghetti sort of M&M thing. Yeah. But it just doesn't translate.
But,
what's going on? What's going on in everyday life? The common man, dude.
Just what I'm doing. So, Friday and Saturday.
I was trying to get back into Friday politics. Friday and Saturday. I was trying to get back into politics.
Friday and Saturday, I had shows in Lancaster. And it was great. Haven't seen Earl David Reed in a while. He's a great guy. Everything was.
Oh, that was the guy. That was your maker. That was my. That was like your vampire.
That was
bite.
The kingmaker.
Yeah, that was your vampire bite in the stand up.
Yeah, it's funny though. I got bad advice from people twice this weekend. Thursday, I had a show in Lansdale. That was actually really good. But when I was there, a comic was like, "He's like, oh, so you're moving to New York?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like. He had just moved back from New York, and he was like, man, it's just such a grind. It's like, it's all drying up. There's no spots. He's like, if I was up there for 5 years, and like, it sucked. It's just nonstop. It took me 5 years to like get anything. Good luck, though. And I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, thanks.
I was like, yeah, but I'm not you.
Yeah, I love how people take their experience and they're like, well.
He's like, well, I couldn't do it, so you can't.
Was he on the show?
Yeah, and he's a friend of mine, so it's
I know what you're saying, though. Yeah. It makes total sense. I mean, dude, I went up there for a month. I can go up there and be like, yo, bro, I was there for a month. No dice.
Yeah.
But I'm a different beast, dude. And I went up there, and I was just like, I was in a creep.
Well,
radio, I was in a Radiohead.
Did.
I was in a Radiohead creep video, dude. I was just walking around just like.
I'm not going up
not at all.
And doing mics in Brooklyn.
No, not at all.
I mean. I have a new show called A Fair One on the Compound Media Network. Check it out.
That's what's up, dude.
Yeah.
I was walking around. I was by myself, literally, for like a month. You know, I come back and do shit around here, but I was pretty much, I'd be in a room by myself with like a lady I didn't really know who was like my roommate, kind of. And I'd like say hi to her and like be like, oh, am I taking up the table? And be like, yeah, sorry. And then I'd like walk to a grocery store, buy food, carry it all the way home. And I'm like, man, this place fucking sucks, dude.
I mean, I'm definitely going to think New York sucks.
For sure.
The first
4 months, mm-hmm. maybe longer that I'm there.
Yeah.
I've done it before. Like when I went to Spain the first month I was there, I was like, I gotta go home.
I think it's going to get really fun after a while, though.
I think so, too. I hope. I mean, and if not, and if I come home and sell cars, whatever.
Exactly, too.
I'm out here rolling, dude.
That's what's up, dude.
But
that is sick.
So then that guy said that, and then another guy, the headliner at mm-hmm. this show in Lancaster, he was like, so you moving to New York? I was like, yeah. He's like, don't do that. I was like, okay. He's like, there's nothing up there. I mean, you're doing clubs, doing showcases. He's like, what you need to do is get a group of guys and do just the local, get VFWs, Elks Lodges, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's, and pretty, I'm like, that's pretty bad advice.
What if I was in this to make money,
yeah,
I wouldn't be doing fucking stand-up.
Yeah, I know,
like,
man.
If I'm trying to, like, he's like, you can get, like, $500 a show doing that. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, if I was done doing stand-up.
I mean, if you were just mechanically doing stand-up for money, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Great call, dude. But, dude.
It's just nothing but, I mean, bad advice on course, this
thing. Of course, dude. These, you know, no, not shitting on them. Even myself included, these are just skeletons you're passing on the mountain, dude. You're just being like, nice, dude. Nice.
You're on the way up. There's yeah. just a guy frozen, yeah. curled up. Just
there's like, nothing up there, dude.
He's like, stop. Go back down. It's like, man, I wish I was just not up here. I shouldn't have gone up here.
Yeah, dude. It's literally, yeah. I mean, even, dude, fucking classic example, Gavin telling us not to do a podcast. He's like, yeah, you can't do a podcast.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, dude, we did it. It's fucking yeah. sick.
And then the podcast is lit, dude. Now we got followers. It's lit, bro.
Got a fucking Reddit with 73. We got alt-right
fucking followers. We're some, alt-right, dude.
Some. Well, yeah, I guess.
You're alt-right. You're black alt-right conservatives. Conservative.
I'm a black conservative. Because black conservatives aren't listed as, you're not allowed to list them as alt-right. That's my other force you're field.
Oh, yeah, true. That's a sick force field. And we're back into politics. But no, it was that, and it's like, I'm already anxious about moving to New York,
mm-hmm.
and then you to have people be like,
don't do it.
There's nothing up there. It's like, yeah. You don't know what I've been doing. I'm not moving up there to start doing stand-up.
Exactly.
Well, it's they like, don't, I'm moving up there because I have a show on a pretty decent network. Mm-hmm. I'm friends with good comics up there.
That's in the
that I do stand-up alongside of and do just as well.
And that's the thing, though. If they were like, they don't know any of that.
Like, somebody messaged me today and was like, so you're moving to New York. I don't want to sound like an asshole, but I honestly thought you'd never do it. And I was like, well, I kind of wanted to wait until I knew I was actually good enough to go there.
Yeah.
I didn't want to fucking start up there.
I wouldn't want, I don't know how people start up there. I don't know how they do it. It must fucking suck.
I mean, unless you went to like college in New York and you just started. Going to
NYU would help, yeah.
But like if you just move up there as an open micer, that's got to be fucking nuts.
God damn it.
But yeah, I wanted to wait until I was capable of doing stand-up. Now, don't get me wrong. There's still a strong possibility I could fail.
Well, yeah, of course.
But
if anyone does anything like that, there always is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like you know enough people. Like, you could actually do – like it's like Philly. It's like you got – there's only helium.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, once you're in at helium, it's like, you know, imagine like being in the helium already before even going to Philly. It's like, you know, being – even on the radar is nice.
Which is what I did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, suck a dick, dude.
Anyway.
Suck a fucking dick.
Oh, man, this guy – fuck, I got to bring it up.
Oh, dude, I just forgot yeah. why you bring that up, dude. What I'm thinking, too, while you're in New York, just as a fucking a fun project, dude, you should – fake like a high level business resume, right? At Goldman Sachs. I'll be your past employer and just you should just see how high you can get up in business. Purely bullshit.
I wonder how illegal that is.
It's not illegal. Dude, people do it all the time.
Okay.
Rachel Dolezal did it. She's fine. Maybe people
worked out for her.